U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said new trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama would mean more than $2 billion in additional exports from the U.S., supporting nearly 20,000 jobs. Jan Pino Gallagher is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says, at least on paper, the potential positives of the agreements seem to outweigh the negatives.
Many agricultural products will receive immediate duty-free entry into those countries upon ratification. For example, with Colombia, as soon as it's ratified, immediately wheat, barley, soybeans, high-quality beef, most fruits and vegetables.
But Wisconsin Farmers Union spokeswoman Katie Phillips says the organization believes the U.S. is better off without the three proposed agreements.
These countries that we're developing these trade agreements with don't have the same labor and environmental standards that we do. They also don't have the same food safety, security protections that we do. And so that gives us, that does give us pause.
Paul Zimmerman is the Executive Director of Governmental Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says the proposed new agreements could be very good for Wisconsin agriculture. Zimmerman says a new agreement with South Korea alone could increase Wisconsin exports to the country by $55 million a year. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.